他的恩典召聚我们在他面前聚集。
We thank the Lord. It is His grace that calls us together in His presence.
我也非常谢谢弟兄刚刚为着我们聚会的祷告。
And I also am very thankful for our brother who just prayed for this meeting.
这样的祷告实在是我们在主面前服事最宝贵的力量。
This is the most precious strength and power in our service before Him.
所以请每位弟兄姐妹在接下一个小时里面也不住的为着我们以下的聚集祷告。
So in the following hour, I ask all brothers and sisters to pray unceasingly for our gathering in this time.
我们早晨要读两处的圣经，第一处是在新约的启示录。
We will read two passages this morning. The first passage is in Revelation.
启示录第十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
我们从第六节读到第九节。
Let's read from verse 6 through 9.
启示录第十九章第六节，我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音，说哈利路亚，因为主我们的神全能者作王了，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。又对我说，这是神真实的话。
Revelation 19 verse 6. Then I heard something like the voice of a great multitude, and like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns.Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, Write, Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are true words of God.
我们第二处要读的是在新约圣经马太福音。新约第一卷书马太福音第二十二章。
And the next passage is in the Gospel according to Matthew in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音第二十二章记载了主耶稣所说的一个比喻。
Matthew 22 records a parable of our Lord Jesus.
那我先用中文读，请我们姐妹再用英文读。耶稣又用比喻对他们说：“天国好比一个王。”为他儿子摆设娶亲的宴席，就打发仆人去，请那些被召的人来赴席，他们却不肯来。王又打发别的仆人说，你们告诉那被召的人，我的宴席已经预备好了，牛和肥畜已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来赴席。那些人不理就走了，一个到自己田里去，一个做买卖去，其余的拿住仆人，凌辱他们，把他们杀了。王就大怒，发兵除灭那些凶手，烧毁他们的城。于是对仆人说，喜宴已经齐备，只是所招的人不配。所以你们要往岔路口上去，凡遇见的都招来赴席。那些仆人就出去，到大路上凡遇见的，不论善恶都招聚了来。宴席上就坐满了客，王进来观看宾客，见那里有一个没有穿礼服的，就对他说，朋友，你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢？那人无言可答。于是王对使唤的人说，捆起他的手脚来，把他丢在外边的黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了，因为被召的人多，选上的人少。
Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. And he sent out his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding feast, and they were unwilling to come. Again he sent out other slaves, saying, Tell those who have been invited, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fattened livestock are all butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.But they paid no attention and went their way, one to his own farm, another to his business, and the rest seized his slaves and mistreated them and killed them. But the king was enraged, and he sent his armies and destroyed those murderers and set their city on fire. Then he said to his slaves, "The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the main highways, and as many as you find there, invite to the wedding feast." Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered together all they found, both evil and good, and the wedding hall was filled with dinner guests. But when the king came in to look over the dinner guests, he saw a man there who was not dressed in wedding clothes. And he said to him, "Friend, how did you come in here without wedding clothes?" And the man was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, "Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen."
我们知道启示录是使徒约翰所写的。
We know that the book of Revelation was written by the Apostle John.
当使徒约翰为神的道和主耶稣基督的见证被放逐在巴摩海岛的时候。
For the word of God and for the testimony of God, he was placed in prison at the island of Patmos.
神在那里给他一个敞开的天。
And there God gave him an open heaven.
叫他看见荣耀的异象和神所必成的旨意。
And there he saw the glorious revelation as well as the will of God.
这就成为当时约翰在一个艰难环境中能够得蒙保守做主见证的一个坚固力量。
There, this became the strength for him so that God may protect him and that he may also continue to maintain God's testimony.
启示录开头告诉我们那是一个主日。
And so in Revelation it tells us that day it was the Lord's day, Sunday.
就像今天早晨一样。
Just like this morning.
我们能够在神的家里和弟兄姐妹一同来敬拜赞美神。
We're able to gather together with all the saints. We're able to worship God together.
我们能够一同的在主的里面彼此有交通。
And together in the Lord we can have fellowship.
然而在那一天使徒约翰却不能够。
And yet on that day Apostle John he was unable.
所以我们可想他当时的心情是非常的低落。
So you can imagine how depressed he might have felt.
然而就在那样的一个环境当中，神把天上的异象赐给了约翰。
And yet in that environment, God gave him this revelation from heaven.
叫他能够因着这些荣耀的异象。
So that through this glorious revelation.
叫他能够因着听见神必要成就的旨意。
Through hearing the will that God was going to accomplish.
他能够继续在地上来成为主的见证。
He could continue on to be the testimony for the Lord.
我们知道对当时约翰来说。
We know that to John at that time.
他在地上已经没有出路了。
On earth, he had no way out.
因为他乃是被关在一个海岛上。
Because he was imprisoned on an island.
四面都是海水围绕着。
And water surrounded him.
他不能在神的儿女们中间。
He could not be with the children of God.
他也不能够与神的儿女们有交通。
He could not have fellowship with God's children.
我们看见他在一个受困的环境里。
We know that he was in a very limited, in a situation that he was in bondage.
然而天却向他敞开了。
And yet the heavens opened for him.
弟兄姐妹，当我们思想到今天我们所在的这样一个世代。
So today when we think about the generation we live in.
神在地上的教会似乎也在一个受困的环境当中。
God's church is also in a situation of bondage.
或者当我们想想我们自己所处的环境。
Or perhaps think about your own situation.
我们可能也在一个好像受困的一个环境当中。
Perhaps you are also in a situation of bondage.
可能是在关系上面的一个难处。
Perhaps you have difficulties in relationships.
可能是在工作上的难处。
Perhaps difficulties at work.
可能是在家庭当中的难处。
Perhaps difficulties in your family life.
叫我们感觉到我们好像在一个受困的一个环境里。
Where you have that sense that you're in bondage.
我们思想，那我们的出路在哪里？
So let's think, where's our way out?
然而我们需要神的恩典。
How we need God's grace.
我们需要向神来祷告。
We really need to pray to God.
求神赐给我们一个敞开的天。
And ask God to give us an open heaven.
叫我们能够看见当时使徒约翰所看见的。
So that we may see that which John saw.
叫我们能够听见当时使徒约翰所听见。
So that we can hear what John had heard.
好叫我们也能够得着一个力量。
So that we can also gain the strength.
叫我们在地上能够成为主自己荣耀的见证。
So that on earth we can also bear the glorious testimony for our Lord.
我们看见当使徒约翰他从神领受了这些异象。
And so in the revelation that John had received from God.
当神借着他的使者一次一次的把那 他的话语赐给了约翰。
Time and again, the angel was giving the words of God to John.
我们看见老约翰就把这些他所看见的、所听见的写了下来。
We see that elderly John, he recorded down everything that he heard and everything that he saw.
他把他所看见、所听见的写下来，就成为在过去将近两千年的教会历史当中，成为教会能够成为主见证的那个力量。
We see that in everything that he heard and saw when he wrote it down, it became the strength of the church of these last 2,000 some years.
因为我们知道神的旨意必定要成就。
Because we know that God will accomplish his will.
在我们刚才所读的启示录十九章的经文当中，
In the passage that we just read in Revelation 19,
这里给我们看见一件将来必成的事情。
Here it shows us something that will be done.
对我们今天而言，
And for us today,
这个将来并不是很远以后的将来。
This future is not in the very far future.
因为前面的弟兄们在一再的告诉我们。
Because the brothers who go before us tell us time and again.
主回来的日子非常近了。
The Lord's return is very near.
在主回来之前，圣经上所有关于的预言都已经应验了。
And before he returns, all of the prophecies regarding our Lord have all been accomplished.
也就是说，主随时都可以回来了。
That is to say, the Lord can return at any moment.
在这里我们看见在主回来的时候所要发生的事情。
Here we see the things that will happen before he returns.
就是约翰所告诉我们的羔羊婚娶的时候到了。
That is what John tells us here in Revelation 19, that the time for the marriage supper of the Lamb has arrived.
弟兄姐妹，当主回来的时候，
And so brothers and sisters, when the Lord returns,
就是羔羊婚娶的时候。
It is a time for the marriage supper of the Lamb.
这也是今天我们所等候的。
This is also something that we are waiting for right now.
我们知道，我们都非常喜欢参加婚礼。
We all like to attend weddings.
我们上个月就有一个婚礼。
Last month we had a wedding here.
而且在座的每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都是受邀参加那个婚礼的对象。
And all of us who are sitting here, we were all the invited guests of this wedding.
今天我要提醒弟兄姐妹们。
So today I want to remind brothers and sisters.
我们很快也要参加一个婚礼。
Very quickly, we're going to attend another wedding.
这婚礼是神家的一个婚礼。
And this is a wedding of God's house.
请大家不要误会，不是我们家的婚礼。
Don't misunderstand, it's not for my family.
还没有。
Not yet.
可这个神家的婚礼呢，就是关于羔羊婚娶的这件事情。
But in God's house, this has to do with the marriage supper of His Lamb.
这件事情是每一位蒙恩信主的人都受邀的。
This is for every single one of us who have been saved by grace. We are all invited.
所以早晨我愿意和弟兄姐妹听弟兄姐妹这个好消息。
So I want to give you this good news today.
我们很快就要参加一个婚礼。
Very quickly, we're going to attend this wedding.
这婚礼是羔羊的婚礼。
And this is the wedding of the Lamb.
这件事情跟我们是非常有关系的。
And this is something that has much to do with us.
我们知道羔羊婚娶是神心意中一件非常重要的事情。
We know that the marriage of the Lamb is something very important in the heart of God.
羔羊的婚娶是神极喜悦的一个旨意。
The marriage of the Lamb is the will of God that causes him great pleasure.
因为神在永世里，他就已经定义要为他的儿子，就是神的羔羊，娶一位新妇。
Because God in eternity has already ordained that his son, the Lamb, will take a bride.
这位新妇要成为羔羊永远的配偶。
And this bride will be the forever, the companion of the Lamb.
而神为着羔羊的婚娶，他预备了一个宴席。
And for the marriage of the Lamb, he has prepared a feast, a supper.
这个宴席就是羔羊的婚宴。
And this feast is the marriage supper of the Lamb.
天使告诉约翰说，那受邀被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。
And so the angels tell John, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
弟兄姐妹，今天早晨如果您已经蒙恩信主了。
And so brothers and sisters, this morning, if you have already been saved by grace,
你是有福的。
Then you are blessed.
你不仅你的罪得着主宝血的赦免。
Not only have your sins been washed away by his precious blood.
这里告诉我们，这是一个邀请。
But here it tells us that this is an invitation.
你收到一个邀请，就是你要参加这一个羔羊的婚宴。
This is an invitation. You have received the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
这件事情重不重要呢？
Is this matter important?
这件事情是非常重要的。
This is very important.
所以是我们不能忘记的。
So you cannot forget it.
所以这里呢，天使对约翰说完说，凡被请赴羔羊婚宴的是有福的之后，
And so after the angel tells John, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
天使又对约翰说，这是神真实的话。
He also says to John, these are the true words of God.
为什么天使需要特别对约翰说，这是神真实的话呢？
Why does the angel need to say to John, these are true words of God?
难道神有不真实的话吗？
Does God have untrue words?
神的话句句都是真实的。
No, every single word of God is true.
这里天使乃是要来告诉约翰。
Here, the angel is telling John.
这件事情是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
所以他要约翰特别来注意。
So he wants John to pay close attention.
我们也需要特别来注意这件事情。
We also need to pay close attention to this matter.
关于羔羊的婚娶。
Regarding the marriage supper of the Lamb,
是在神的心意中非常看重的一件事。
This is a very important matter in the heart of God.
可以说是在神的心意中最重要的一件事情。
You can say it is the most important thing in the heart of God.
在前不久啊，我与啊在台湾的母亲啊在一次电话谈话当中。
Not so long ago, I had a phone call with my mother who's in Taiwan.
我母亲提到啊，三月份啊，江弟兄在台湾释放了。关于圣经中婚姻的两篇信息。
In the month of March, Brother Stephen Kong in Taiwan gave two messages regarding the marriage of the Lamb.
这叫我受到啊、非常受到激励和提醒。
And it greatly encouraged and reminded me.
在信息当中，江弟兄给我们看见，从整本贯穿整本圣经，羔羊婚娶的这件事。是一直在神的心意当中。
And he told us that in the entire Bible, this matter of the marriage of the Lamb is very important throughout the entire Bible.
神借着整本圣经的许多启示来告诉我们这件事情。
Through many revelations in the Bible, he's telling us of this matter.
在创世纪第二章就记载了亚当和夏娃的婚姻。
In Genesis chapter 2, it records the marriage between Adam and Eve.
在启示录末了，我们刚读的十九章一直到二十一章这一段也给我们看见了那羔羊与新妇的婚姻。
And towards the end of Revelation, from Revelation 19 to 21, what we just read, it also talks about the marriage between the bride and the lamb.
在圣经起头，亚当与夏娃这个婚姻是一个预表。
In the beginning of the Bible, Genesis, Adam and Eve is an illustration.
当然在整本圣经当中还有许多其他的预表。
And there are many other illustrations throughout the Bible.
但是到了圣经最末了的时候，启示录给我们看见的乃是这个婚姻的一个真实的一个显现。
However, when we come to Revelation, we see that this marriage now is a reality, it now appears as a reality.
就是羔羊来迎娶他的新妇。
And now that is the Lamb will take his bride.
这就是基督与教会结合的那个时刻。
This is a time where there is a union between Christ and the church.
这是神最荣耀的心意中的那个婚姻。
This is the most glorious marriage in God's heart.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是神在永世里面他所要得着的。
This is what God wants to gain in eternity.
所以今天我们需要记得，我们乃是要结婚的一般人。
So today we need to remember that we are a group of people who will be married.
我们乃是将要与羔羊结婚的一般人。
One day, we will be a group of people who are married to the Lamb.
对，姐妹，如果你想到你快要结婚了。
Brothers and sisters, if you are to think that you are about to be married.
我不知道今天早上在我们当中有没有弟兄姐妹是快要结婚的人。
I don't know if there's any among us who are about to be married.
如果你快要结婚了。
If you are about to be married.
你会不会很高兴？
Will you be happy?
同时也很紧张。
And at the same time anxious?
你是不是在想，哎呀，到底预备好了没有？
Will you be thinking, am I prepared?
如果我们想到我们很快就要与我们的主联合。
If you are to think that very soon we will be united with our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们是否应当带着欢喜又紧张的心在主的面前来预备自己呢？
Won't we also bring a heart full of joy as well as of some anxiety in our preparation before the Lord?
当我们知道我们的主 随时都要回来了。
As we think about how he will return at any moment,
我们实在需要好好的来预备我们自己。
We really need to prepare ourselves.
来预备迎接那位爱我们的主。
So that we will be prepared to meet our Lord.
所以早晨弟兄姐妹，我们需要来思想一个问题。
So this morning we need to think about this question.
当我们面对这个即将要来临的羔羊的婚宴。
When we are about to come to the marriage supper of the Lamb,
你我是否预备好了？
Are you and I prepared?
我们知道婚娶乃是说到联合。
We know that marriage speaks of a union.
我们要与基督联合。
We are to be united with Christ.
我们知道要与基督联合乃是必须要是出于基督的。
We know that to be united with Christ must come from Christ.
在圣经的开头和末了这两个婚姻当中，
In the marriage at the beginning of the Bible as well as at the end,
给我们看见同样一个属灵的原则。
It tells us of the same spiritual principle.
那就是出于亚当的才能归于亚当。
Only that is of Adam can be to Adam.
出于基督的才能够归于基督。
Only that is of Christ can be given to Christ.
也就是说出于亚当的才能够与亚当联合成为一体。
That is to say, that which came out of Adam can now be united with Adam to become one.
同样的，只有出于基督的才能够与基督联合，与基督成为一体。
At the same time, only that which came out of Christ can be united to be with Christ as one.
这是一个非常重要的属灵原则。
This is a very important spiritual principle.
但却也是常常被神的儿女们所忽略的一个原则。
And yet a principle that often is neglected by God's children.
当耶和华神用土造了许多的活物和地上的走兽。
When Jehovah God created out of the dust of the earth the many animals and creatures of this world,
他就把那野地的各样走兽和空中的飞鸟都带到亚当的面前。
He brought all the creatures as well as the birds of the air before Adam.
圣经告诉我们，亚当就一一的为这些神所造的活物取了名字。
And the Bible tells us that Adam gave a name to every single animal.
当然，很多时候我们感觉到哎呀，亚当真是有智慧，这么多的活物他可以给他们取不同的名字。
Oftentimes we feel that Adam, he was so wise, he's able to give so many animals their own name.
可这个过程呢，它有另外一个重要的意义。
But through this process, there's another very important meaning.
就是神在那里呢，让亚当来选择他的配偶。
There, God wanted Adam to choose his mate.
因为神的心意当中说，那人独居不好。
Because God in his heart, he knew that it is not good for man to be alone.
虽然有这样各式各样这么多的活物经过亚当的面前。
Even though there are so many different animals that came before Adam.
可是圣经告诉我们，亚当却没有寻得那位与他相配的。
Yet the Bible tells us that Adam did not find one that was suitable for him.
虽然大象很大。
The elephant was really big.
亚当说这不是我的配偶。
Adam said, this is not my helper, not my mate.
虽然老虎很凶猛。
Even though the lion was very ferocious.
亚当说这也不是我的配偶。
Adam said, no, this is not my mate.
虽然孔雀好像很漂亮。
And the peacock, yes, also very beautiful.
亚当说这也不与我相配。
He said, no, this is not suitable, not my mate.
所以我们看见所有活物都经过亚当面前，然而亚当却没有找到一个与他相配的人。
So all these animals passed before him, and yet he did not find one that was suitable for him.
所以神就做了一件事。
And so God did something.
神就使亚当沉睡了。
God caused Adam to fall into sleep.
然后从他肋旁取出肋骨了。
And from his side took a rib.
或许有弟兄告诉我们说，从他肋旁就取出一样东西来。
And or some brothers tell us that God took something out of Adam.
就借着这个从亚当肋旁所取出的东西造了女人。
This thing that came out of his rib, God made it into the woman.
就是夏娃。
And that was Eve.
然后神就把夏娃带到亚当面前了。
And now God brought Eve before Adam.
亚当一看，他立刻清楚明白。
As soon as Adam saw, he very clearly understood.
他就说，这是我的骨中的骨，是我肉中的肉。
He said, this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh.
我们看见他就成为亚当的那个配偶，与亚当联合成为一体。
And so we see that this person became the suitable helper for Adam, and they became one.
这是出于亚当的，才能够归于亚当，与亚当联合。
So only that which came out of Adam could now be united with Adam as one.
当然，我们知道后来始祖犯罪堕落。
And now, of course, we know our forefathers, they fell, they sinned.
经过一段漫长的旧约的时代
and after a very long process of the Old Testament time,
等到日期满足的时候
when the time, when the days were fulfilled,
神差遣他的独生爱子就是我主耶稣基督来到世上
God sent his beloved son, that is my Lord Jesus, down to earth.
他在十字架上担当了世人的罪孽
and on the cross he bore all the sins of the world.
他在十字架上完成了救赎的大功
and on the cross he accomplished a great work of redemption.
我们看见当主挂在十字架上的时候
And when we see our Lord hanging upon the cross
神使他沉睡了
God allowed his son to fall to sleep
从他的肋旁流出了血和水
And from his side came blood and water
这个血就洗净了教会
This blood cleansed the church
这个水就供应成为教会的生命
And the water became the provision for the life of the church
所以换句话说从钉十字架耶稣的肋旁就生出了教会
And so in other words we could say from the side of our Lord Jesus gave birth to the church
神为他的儿子预备了一位配偶
God has prepared a bride one who is suitable for his son
将来能够成为基督荣耀的心腹
One who will be the glorious bride for his son
能够与基督能够联合成为一体
One who will be united with Christ to become one
这就是新约所告诉我们的那一个新人
This is the new man that the Bible tells us in the New Testament
在宇宙中的那一位新人
This is the universal, the new man that is in the universe
基督是那新人的头
Christ, he is the head of this new man
而他荣耀的教会是他的身体
And his glorious church will be his body
弟兄姐妹我们看见同样的唯有出于基督的才能够归于基督与基督来联合
So in the same way only that which came out of Christ can now be united with Christ as one
或许有弟兄姐妹会这么想我已经蒙恩得救了那这件事情跟我今天生活有什么关系呢
Or perhaps you may be thinking now that I am saved what does this matter have to do with me
既然我已经是出于基督的
Because I am already of Christ
那我已经有把握将来呢我一定还能够归于基督与基督联合
I already have the assurance that one day I will be united with Christ
那今天我们的生活与这羔羊的婚宴有什么关系
So what does my daily life have anything to do with the marriage supper of the Lamb
弟兄姐妹非常有关系
There's much to do with it
在刚才我们读的马太福音22章的比喻里面
In the parable that we just read in Matthew 22,
我们看见那个婚宴已经预备好了。
There we see that the wedding feast has already been prepared.
娶亲的宴席坐满了人。
And in the banquet hall is filled with people.
弟兄姐妹，在这个比喻当中，我们看见我们就是那一些在被这个王的仆人从大路旁。从岔路口所招来参加婚宴的一般人
We see that we are the group of people whom the king has called out from the highways and from the roads
我们知道神旧约的选民他们弃绝了主
We know that the people, chosen people of God in the Old Testament rejected the Lord
他们不要主做他们的王
They did not want the Lord to be their king
所以这个宴席的主人就叫他的仆人到大路口岔路口来招聚其他的人
So the master of this feast sent out his slaves to call out all those people who were in the main highways on the roads to invite them all to come.
我们这些在犹太人眼中的外邦人就是这样子蒙了神的恩典。
We Gentiles in the sight of all the Jews, we have also received God's grace.
所以我们看见当这里说到娶亲的宴席坐满了人。
So when it says here that the hall was filled with people,
这里就说到那外邦人得救的数目添满了。
Here it says that the numbers of all those Gentiles who are to be saved are now fulfilled.
看见这个婚宴就要开始。
And now this feast is about to begin.
所以当婚宴开始的时候
And when the feast is to begin,
我们看见这婚宴的王就来到这婚宴当中来观看他的宾客。
We see that the king, he's coming in to take a look at all his guests.
结果看见有一个人
And he sees a man.
他来到婚宴当中
And this man has come to the feast.
他却没有穿礼服
And yet he was not wearing wedding clothes.
这个王就对这个人说
And so the king says to this man,
朋友,你到这里来怎么没有穿礼服呢
He says, friend, how did you come in here without wedding clothes?
弟兄姐妹,我们知道我们能够蒙恩参加羔羊的婚宴这实在是有福的。
You know, brothers and sisters, we are greatly blessed as we are invited to attend the wedding feast.
我们应当为着我们能够受邀参加羔羊婚宴要感谢神。
And for this invitation, we really need to give thanks to God.
可是我们若是没有预备好
But if we are not prepared,
我们来到这婚宴当中
When you come to this feast,
我们若是身上没有穿着礼服
If you are not well dressed, properly dressed,
就像那个在 婚宴当中没有穿礼服的人一样。
Just like this man who did not have wedding clothes on.
圣经告诉我们，他的结果就被丢在外边的黑暗里，在那里哀哭切齿。
The Bible tells us that the result was that he was thrown out into the outer darkness, into the place of weeping and gnashing of teeth.
姐妹，这并不是说我们会失去救恩。
This does not mean that you will lose salvation.
这乃是说到他为着与国度的荣耀。与国度的奖赏无份无关而感到懊悔不已。
But now he feels regret because he has no portion in the inheritance and in the reward of the kingdom.
因为在那一千年那羔羊荣耀的婚宴当中，他没有能够参与。
Because in the 1,000 years of the wedding feast of the Lamb, he now has no part, he cannot participate.
所以他感到非常的懊悔不已。
And so now he feels great regret.
同姐妹，那什么是参加这羔羊婚宴所需要的礼服呢？
So what are these wedding garments that we need to prepare?
这礼服就是在启示录那里所给我们看见的那一件那光明洁白的细麻衣。
This wedding garment is told to us in Revelation chapter 19, this fine linen garment.
基督徒应该有两件衣服。
Christians ought to have two sets of clothes.
当然我不是指着你们在家里面柜子里面的衣服。
I'm not talking about the clothes you have in your dresser drawer.
这衣服乃是神为着我们在他面前所预备的。
These are the clothes that God has prepared for us before him.
是与基督的生命有关的。
These have to do with the life of Christ.
一件是义袍。
One is the robe of righteousness.
一件就是这里所说的细麻衣。
And the other is this fine linen garment that's spoken of.
我们基督徒的第一件衣服其实就是我们主耶稣。
Our very first garment of clothing is indeed our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣就是我们的衣服。
Jesus is our garment.
我们每一个蒙恩信主的人乃是穿上主耶稣来到神的面前。
Every person saved by grace, we put on Christ as we come before God.
我们来到神面前都是穿着基督这件义袍。
When we come before God, we all are clothed with Christ, who is the robe of righteousness.
就像路加福音十五章那里所告诉我们浪子的比喻。
Just like the parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15.
当那位浪子回到他父亲的家中。
When the prodigal son came back to his father's house.
当然那里发生许多事情。
Of course, many things happened there.
但是我们要特别注意的。
But we pay special attention.
就是那位慈爱的父亲为这位回家的浪子披上了那件上好的衣服。
That dear father put a very beautiful garment upon his son.
这件衣服不是浪子所配的。
This garment is not something that son is worthy of.
不是他所该得的。
Not something that he deserved.
不是他因为做了什么，所以父亲给他的。
It wasn't because he did anything so the father could give it to him.
这乃是因为他父亲的慈爱和怜悯。
It was because of the grace and loving kindness of his father.
乃是因为他父亲白白的恩典。
It was the free grace of his father.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣就是那件上好的袍子。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus is that best garment.
是主给我们这些信主的人所披上的。
It is what the Lord has given to all of us who believe in him.
是我们所不配的。
It is something we are not worthy of.
因为我们什么也没有做。
Because we have not done anything.
完全是神所赐给我们白白的恩典。
It is the free grace of God that has that he has given it to us.
当圣灵感动我们，我们相信接受主耶稣的那一刻。
When the Holy Spirit moved us in that moment in which we believed in him.
我们慈爱的天父就给我们披上了这件上好的袍子。
Our Heavenly Father clothed us with this best garment.
基督就成为我们的义。
Christ became our righteousness.
这是我们在神面前得着那因信称义的地位。
This is the position of being justified by faith.
这是我们基督徒的第一件衣服。
This is the very first garment our Lord Jesus.
我们感谢主，我们都得着了基督做我们的义袍。
We thank the Lord because now Christ is our robe of righteousness.
基督徒还有一件衣服。
As Christians, we have another garment.
就是当我们要作为心腹献给基督的时候，我们所要穿的那件礼服。
Now this is the wedding garment that we need to put on when we are to become the bride of the Lamb.
就是启示录所说的那件光明洁白的细麻衣。
This is the garment that is spoken in Revelation 19, that fine linen garment.
圣经说这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
This fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
这个义这个字啊，在原文是很比较特别的。
This righteous, this word in the original is very interesting.
因为它是一个多数的字。
Because it is a plural word.
就讲到是许多的义。
It speaks of the many acts.
或者我们中文可以说是众义。
Or you could say it's the many deeds.
这是我们基督徒需要预备来参加羔羊婚宴的那件礼服。
This is the wedding garment that we as Christians need to prepare.
从我们应蒙恩得救开始。
From the moment we are saved.
我们就开始 预备这件的礼服。
We are preparing this wedding garment.
乃是圣灵在我们身上来帮助我们来预备的。
The Holy Spirit is in us, helping us to prepare.
这里说这件礼服呢，是一件细麻衣。
This wedding garment is one of fine linen.
就姐妹，它并不是一件粗麻衣。
It is not coarse linen.
那细麻衣是什么意思呢
？What is the meaning of fine linen？
当然，一方面我们看见它是一个非常细致的麻线所编成的。
We see that it is woven through very fine, intricate threads.
这一方面也告诉我们，这细麻衣也就是在我们生活当中点点滴滴的细微的事情当中所编织起来。
So it tells us that this is all the many small things, the details of our lives that are being woven together.
就是在我们蒙恩得救的那一天开始。
Starting from the day we are saved.
圣灵在我们身上要把基督的性情一点一点的制作在我们的身上。
The Holy Spirit is gradually working Christ out in our lives.
圣灵借着我们生活当中的大小的事情。
In all the great and small matters of our lives,
在我们生命中来编织这一件细麻衣。
The Holy Spirit is weaving together this fine linen garment.
而当圣灵将基督的性情编织在我们生命里的时候，
So when the Holy Spirit is weaving together this garment in our lives,
就借着我们的生活，
through our daily living,
借着我们的行事为人，
through how we act and carry ourselves,
借着我们与人的交往。
In our relationships with other people,
将基督的荣美能够彰显出来。
It allows the glory of Christ to be expressed.
这就是这里所说圣徒所行的众义。
Here is the meaning of the righteous acts or many deeds of the saints.
换句话说，圣灵在我们蒙恩得救的那一天开始。
In other words, from the day we are saved, the Holy Spirit now.
他在我们每天的生活当中。
In our daily lives.
他用主的爱。来激励我们。
He is using the love of God to constrain us.
叫我们因着爱主。
So that through our love for Him,
我们来跟随圣灵在我们生活中的带领。
We follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in our daily lives.
当圣灵感动我们。
When the Holy Spirit moves us,
说这句话。
To speak a certain word.
不要说那句话。
And not to say something else.
当圣灵引导我们做这件事情。
When the Holy Spirit moves you to do something.
不要做那件事情。
And not to do that other thing.
当我们顺服的时候。
And when you obey.
就从我们里面就伸出一根一根的细麻衣、细麻线。
So then from you is birthed these very fine threads of linen.
所以我们看见基督的性情就一点点的编织在我们的魂生命里面。
And now the characteristics of our Lord Jesus is now woven into your life.
叫我们的思想越来越像我们的主。
So that your thoughts will become more and more like our Lord.
叫我们的情感越来越像我们的主。
And your emotions will be more and more like our Lord.
叫我们意志的拣选也越来越能够像我们的主。
So that all the decisions of your will also be more and more like our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这就成为我们身上的那件细麻衣。
Then this will become that fine linen garment in our lives.
这也正是罗马书所告诉我们的。
This is also what the book of Romans tells us.
神借着他全备的救恩，不仅使我们得着一个称义的地位。
God, through His abundant provision of His salvation, not only has given us a justification by faith.
他还要在我们身上不继续的来制作。
He will continue to do His work in us.
要把我们变化成他儿子的模样。
To transform us into the image of His Son.
弟兄姐妹，就是在我们生活当中的一点一滴所制作出来的。
These are all the details of His life, of our lives that He is working out.
神不仅叫我们称义。
God not only has justified us.
他也叫我们能够成为义。
But now He is also sanctifying us.
就是我们这个人从里到外能够把这位主耶稣义的生命能够给表明出来。
So now, from inside out, He is working out His righteousness through all of our actions.
所以我们看见，不仅我们的地位改变了。
So not only has our position changed.
神要把我们这个人从里到外来改变。
He's also changing us from inside out.
弟兄姐妹，这是神向着我们何等荣耀美好的心意。
This is His glorious and good will for us.
这就是我们在我们。遇见主之前，在我们参加羔羊婚宴之前所当有的预备。
So this is a preparation we need to have before we meet Him, before we attend the marriage supper of the Lamb.
我们知道这样一个制作细麻衣的过程。
And so in this process of making that fine linen garment,
它不是一次性的。
It's not just done one time.
不像神所为我们披上那基督的义袍。
It's not like He just clothed us with that robe of righteousness.
细麻衣乃是经过 一根一根线所编织而成的。
This fine linen garment is woven thread by thread.
就是圣灵在我们身上一次一次的制作。
The Holy Spirit is working it out time and time again.
一天一点，一天一天，一点一点的。
Day by day, little by little.
靠着主的恩典，圣灵能够把神在我们身上这样一个工作能够做成。
According to His grace, God is accomplishing this work.
叫我们身上能够得着这一件光明洁白的细麻。
So that we can have this fine linen garment.
我分享我母亲的一个小见证。
Let me share a small testimony of my mother.
弟兄姐妹，如果记得去年十月份，我母亲她蒙主恩典，在我们当中受浸归主。
If you also remember, last October, my mother came here. She was baptized into the name of our Lord.
她非常紧张的，然而靠着主的恩典在众人面前做了见证。
She was very nervous, but she gave the testimony in front of everyone.
如果大家记得的话，她特别提到的一句话。
If you remember, she did mention one thing.
她说她巴不得在20多年前，她就能够受浸归主。
That she really desired that if only 20-some years ago she had believed in the Lord.
所以上个月我有机会回去看望她。
And so last month I had a chance to go and visit.
也参加她在台北的聚会。
And also attend the meeting that she goes to in Taipei.
在聚会完了以后。
And after the meeting.
他们一位负责弟兄就跟我分享一件事情。
A responsible brother came to share with me.
是我母亲没有跟我说的。
Something that my mother did not tell me.
虽然我母亲有跟我提到，她回台湾之后台北的聚会呢也请求她和大家分享她受浸的见证。
And even though my mother did say that when she went back to Taiwan, the saints in Taipei did ask for her to share her testimony.
因为他们没有机会听。
But because she did not hear.
所以他们就请她。再讲一次。
They did not hear, so they asked her to share it again.
所以刚好他们有一次的交通聚会。
And so one time they had a sharing meeting.
他们就安排我母亲再分享一次她受浸的见证。
And so they arranged for my mother to share her testimony once again.
就那一天聚会前我母亲正好得了一个重感冒。
And the day right before that meeting, my mother, she caught a very severe cold.
我印象里这几年，过去这几年没有见过母亲生病这么严重。
And in these past several years, I've never encountered my mother getting a cold that has been that bad.
我跟她讲电话说，基本上都不太能够说出声音来。
And when I spoke with her on the phone, she really didn't have much of a sound.
她就跟我说，那她可能就不做这个见证了。
And she said to me, perhaps she cannot bear testimony.
然后那天呢，他们聚会呢，就安排另外一位姐妹站她旁边。
And so that day at that meeting, they arranged for another sister to stand next to her.
万一她说一说没声音了。
In case if she had no sound,
就请那个姐妹呢帮她继续读完她受浸的见证。
They asked the sister to continue to read the testimony that she had prepared.
这次我回去，那位弟兄跟我说什么事呢
？And so this time in my visit, what did that brother tell me?
他说，他们在那一天听我母亲的受浸见证之后
，that day after hearing the testimony of my mother,
他说到末了的时候，他感受到。从母亲的见证里面，她感受到圣灵的权柄。
That at the end of her testimony, they all felt that there was the sovereign power of the Holy Spirit.
为什么她这么说呢
？Why would he say that？
因为当我母亲分享完她的受浸见证之后
，Because after my mother had finished sharing her testimony，
她突然间脱稿而出。
All of a sudden, she spoke outside of her outline.
对，因为我母亲很紧张她就是像我们在这边一样，她就要照着。稿子一句一句读的。
Because she was very nervous, just like us. Many times she reads right from the outline.
当然，那个见证内容是她自己的。
And of course, the content was her own.
她就照着稿子读完了。
But she was reading according to the outline, and she had finished reading it.
突然间，她对有一位老先生坐在第一排的老先生。
But all of a sudden, towards a person, an elderly man who was sitting at the front.
她跟他说。你也要赶快受浸。
She said to this man at the front, "Be baptized quickly."
因为他知道这老先生在聚会当中时间蛮久了。
Because she knew that this person had been in the gathering for a long time.
应该也是相信了。
And should have believed.
可是迟迟不肯受浸。
But he still delayed and refused to be baptized.
所以母亲在最末了就这样子对那个福音朋友说了这句话。
And so at the end of her sharing, she spoke this phrase to this gospel friend at the front who was sitting at the front.
这位弟兄跟我说这件事情的时候
，And so when this brother was telling me of this matter,
他跟我提到，他感受到圣灵的权柄。
He mentioned the authority of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们每个人都会劝那个，就是在我们聚会也是一样，劝那个迟迟不肯受浸的 人赶快受浸，是不是？
Because all of us here, we would always encourage those who refuse to be baptized. We would all exhort them, right?
所以这位弟兄告诉我说，那一天当我母亲这样来劝那个人的时候，他感受到一个不一样的地方。
But that day, our brother said to me that when he heard my mother say this, he felt that it was different.
我说这个例子是什么意思呢？
And so what is the meaning of this example?
我们看见就是在一个充蒙恩的人身上。
Here we see from someone who had been just saved.
当主的爱在他里面激励的时候。
When the love of God constrains them.
当圣灵在他里面感动他的时候。
When the Holy Spirit moves them.
只要他愿意顺服。
As long as they are willing to obey.
我们看见神就可以做事。
Then God is able to work.
所以这是对我们每一个人的提醒。
This is a reminder for all of us.
所以你们这是在我们平常日常生活当中，就是极小的事情。
These are the fine details of our daily lives.
圣灵在我们身上要将基督的性情编织起来。
The Holy Spirit is weaving together the nature of Christ within us.
我们不要想说，等到有一天我为主做了大事啊，那个就是这个。
Don't think that one day I'm going to do something great for God and that will be my fine linen garment.
不是的。
No.
就是在我们生活当中点点滴滴的小事。
It's all the small details of your daily life.
主不是也说过吗？
Didn't the Lord also say?
你就是把一杯凉水给这小子中最给他们喝。
Even if you are to give a cup of water to the very least of these.
他说你这样子就不能不得奖赏。
Will you not also gain a reward?
你们就是圣灵在我们生活在我们身上的制作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
乃是在我们生活当中非常细微的事情上面来制作这件细麻衣。
These are the detailed work, the intricate work of the Holy Spirit in us, weaving that fine linen garment.
启示录告诉我们这件细麻衣呢，它有两个特征。
And Revelation tells us that there's two characteristics of this fine linen garment.
他说这件细麻衣呢是光明洁白的细麻衣。
The first one is that it is bright and white.
它不仅是洁白的。
Not only is it white,
而且是光明的。
But it is bright or radiant.
这光明原文的意思呢，又说到是有光彩的意思。
And in this brightness, it has that radiance.
就是发亮的意思。
It's able to shine.
因为这个发亮不是说我们眼睛看到一个人发亮。
And it's not the shining of our eyes when you see another person's eyes.
这个光彩乃是当基督的生命能够彰显出来的时候，那是一个光彩的情形。
This radiance speaks of how when our Lord's life is expressed from a person, this is the type of radiance that comes out.
这边说到洁白。
Here, when it speaks of white,
它不仅是白。
Not only is it white.
达比的翻译讲到它是纯的。
But Darby also says it is pure.
洁白就是没有玷污，没有掺杂。
Bright means that it has no spots, no wrinkle.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道我们的罪需要主的宝血来。
We all know that our sins, it needs to be perfectly cleansed for it to be spotless, bright and clean.
感谢主，在我们波饼聚会当中，我们常常听见有弟兄姐妹这样祷告，主的宝血是永远有功效的。
We also thank the Lord in table meeting. Oftentimes we hear brothers and sisters pray that His blood is forever effective.
主的宝血不仅能够洗净我们从前所有犯过的罪。
His precious blood not only will cleanse all of our sins from the past.
这是我们这一刻心思里面的罪仍然是靠主的宝血来洁净。
But even the sin in this very moment in our hearts, He is still able to cleanse us.
虽然我们不知道将来我们还会犯什么样的罪？
And even though we don't know what type of sin we will commit in the future,
然而我们仍然靠着主的宝血得以洁净。
But it is still according to His precious blood that we are cleansed.
不仅我们的罪需要宝血的洗净，
Not only do our sins need to be cleansed,
就连我们的义行也需要被血来洁净。
Even our righteous acts needs to be cleansed by His blood.
在启示录第四章第七章给我们看见，从大患难当中有出来许多那穿白衣的人。
In Revelation chapter 7, we see that there were many who wore white garments.
他们的衣服是被宝血所洗净的。
Their garments had been cleansed by the precious blood.
我们知道那里所说到的白衣不是指着基督的义袍说的。
Those white robes are not the robe of righteousness of Christ.
因为基督是无罪的，是完全的。
Because Christ, he is sinless, he is perfect.
所以神在我们身上所披戴的基督的义袍是不需要血来洁净。
And so the robe of righteousness that God has given to us in Christ, that does not need to be cleansed.
在那里所说的白衣，乃是指的圣徒们的义。
That white robe speaks of the righteous deeds of the saints.
就讲到我们的义行。
That speaks of our righteous deeds.
仍然需要血来洁净。
Even those deeds needs to be cleansed by the blood.
这件事情不太容易明白。
This is a difficult thing to understand.
我就试着用一个例子。
So let me try giving you an example.
在平常日子当中，我们知道我们因着主爱的激励，我们会愿意来帮助弟兄姐妹们。
Through our love, oftentimes, and through the love of Christ, we want to help brothers and sisters.
或是帮助一些还没有信主的人。
Or perhaps we want to help those who have not yet believed.
当然，我们也知道圣灵在我们里面，在那里感动我们来做这样的事情。
And yes, we know that oftentimes the Holy Spirit is moving us to do something.
可当我们去帮助别人。
But when we go and help someone.
当我们去服侍弟兄姐妹。
When we serve our brothers and sisters.
或是我们在教会当中有一些的服事
or perhaps you may have some service in the church.
特别是当我们做这些事情之后，它产生一个好的果效
particularly after you do a thing, it has a good result.
对，因为在我们心思里面
but in our own thoughts,
常常仇敌就要来玷污
oftentimes the enemy comes and stains it.
在我们心思里面就会一不小心就会有一些的掺杂
Without realizing it, there may be some mixture.
就是说呢，我们虽然知道我们做这些事是为主做的
，Even though we know that the things that we've done is for the Lord，
但我们心思里面总好像有一种的倾向
，But in our thoughts we have this condition.
怎么都没有人知道呢
？Why is it that nobody noticed？
怎么都没有人夸奖一下呢
？Why haven't I received any praise from anyone？
怎么没有人？拍拍我肩膀说：“你做得很好。”
Why is it that nobody patted my shoulder and said good job?
很有爱心。
I have so much love.
真是有爱心的基督徒。
I'm a Christian with so much love.
就你们别人怎么讲是他的事。
What other people say is their matter.
但是我们心思里面怎么想
？But in our own thoughts.
是我们在主面前的事。
Is a matter between us and the Lord.
同姐妹，我们想一想，我们许多的义行。仍然需要主的血来洁净。
So imagine now in our righteous deeds, we still need His precious blood to cleanse us.
好像我们身上所行出来这些义
，so that all of these good or righteous things that we do,
它是洁白的。
It is completely clean.
是能够成为我们预备参加羔羊婚宴的那个礼服。
So that it can be that white fine linen garment that is ready for His feast.
这件细麻衣不仅是洁白
，not only is this garment white,
它还需要它是光明的
，but it needs to be radiant.
这个光明，讲到这个光彩，发出光彩。
This radiance which shines.
这发出光彩，我们刚刚说到是什么意思
？And just as we've spoken before, what does it mean?
它必须是基督的性情显出来。
It needs to be the expression of the nature of Christ.
同姐妹，只有基督才是有光彩。
Only Christ, He is able to shine.
在神的面前
，before God.
只有他的儿子
Only his son
是他所喜悦的
is he the most pleased with
原谅我这么说
and forgive me for saying
我们有时候心思里面有一个想法
oftentimes in our own thoughts we think
神不是也爱世人吗
God doesn't he also love all the people of the world
不是无论善恶他也都爱吗
that no matter good or bad he still loves
我就是被神所爱的人啊
I'm one whom God loves
那当然神是爱我的
of course God loves me
的确，神是爱我们。
Yes, indeed, God loves us.
但神爱我们的原因，乃是因为他的儿子。
But the reason why God loves us is because of His Son.
神爱我们的原因，乃是因为我们是在基督里。
God loves us because we are in Christ.
盼望我们能够明白这一点。
I hope we can understand this.
好叫我们知道如何来预备我们自己。
So that we will know how to prepare ourselves.
好叫我们在生活当中一切所说所行。
So that everything that we do and say.
是讨神的喜悦
，would be pleasing to him。
只有基督
，because only Christ
能够满足父神的心
，is able to satisfy the heart of our Father。
感谢神将他儿子生命赐给了我们。
We thank the Lord He has given us the life of His Son。
今天神在我们身上所要做的
，and today all that God wants to do in us，
就是要把他的儿子 能够制作在我们的身上。
Is to make the life of His Son into our lives.
那我们如何能够从我们身上能够发出这样一个光彩的一个情形呢
？How can we express this radiance, this shining life?
我们刚刚说到，这乃是基督的性情所显出来。
We just said before that this is the characteristic or the nature of Christ.
所以我们看见。在神的儿女们中间
We see that among the children of God
有一种的情形
There's a particular condition
就是有的基督徒
That some Christians
他生活非常平顺
Their lives are all very smooth
他读经祷告也都有
They have a Bible reading life, they pray
聚会服事也都不缺
And they do not lack in their meeting life and in their services
在他生活中好像也没有犯什么罪
It's as if they have not committed any sin in their lives
可你从他身上看不见那个光彩
And yet from their life you don't see any radiance
为什么呢
Why?
我们看见这细麻衣的光彩乃是借着十字架的制作而产生出来的
We see the brightness of the radiance of this fine linen garment is created through the cross
因为只有十字架
Because only the cross
才能够致死我们的肉体
can put to death our flesh.
只有十字架才能够除去我们身上任何肉体的表现
Only the cross can cast out all the expressions of the flesh.
只有当我们的肉体被致死了
So once our flesh has been put to death,
只有当我们的肉体被除去了
Once our flesh has been cast out,
基督才能显出来
Then Christ can be expressed.
基督显出来那就是光彩
And when Christ is expressed, that is radiance.
所以我们看见当一个基督徒如果他生活当中缺少十字架的制作
So when a Christian lacks the working of the cross in their lives,
我们会发现他好像其他什么都好
It's as if everything else is fine, is good.
可是好像从他身上就缺少那个光彩
But from them, they lack a certain radiance.
弟兄姐妹，我们要为着这十字架的工作，我们要感谢主
So for the work of the cross, we want to thank the Lord.
所以神如何使我们身上能够有这细麻衣的光彩呢
So how can the Lord allow us to have this radiant fine linen garment?
常常是借着苦难
Oftentimes it is through suffering.
虽然说苦难并不等于十字架
Even though suffering does not mean or equal the cross.
但是对于认识十字架的人
But for those who understand and know the cross
当神允许苦难临到他的时候
When God allows suffering to come to them
他知道如何让圣灵借着十字架在他生命中来制作他
This person will know and allow the Holy Spirit to work the cross into their lives
经过这样的制作
And through this working
从他身上就显出那细麻衣的光彩来
You will see the radiance of that fine linen garment
这就是圣灵借着艰难的环境在爱主的人身上所制作的
This is the Holy Spirit working out that fine linen garment or the suffering into a person who loves the Lord
弟兄姐妹我们蒙恩的基督徒我们不需要怕艰难
So beloved children of God you do not need to fear difficulties
我们只要在遇见神所允许的难处临到我们的时候
When difficulties that have been ordained by God come to us
我们愿意服下来
We need to submit.
伏在神大能的手下。
Submit beneath His mighty hand.
圣灵就能够在我们身上来制作出这细麻衣的光彩。
And now the Holy Spirit can weave that radiance of the fine linen garment into your life.
当我回想我自己蒙恩信主的岁月当中
When I think back on my days of being saved by grace,
我可以证实的确是如此。
I can testify that indeed it is so.
许多时候。就是在神所允许的难处当中
Many times when it is through difficulties
很可能是在家里面
Oftentimes it is at home
这是为什么我们弟兄上次跟我们交通道每一个家庭基本上都有难处的
That is why our brother shared with us last time Every family, just about every family will have difficulties
所以我们不要因着这些难处感到稀奇
So don't be surprised at these difficulties
我们不要因着这些难处而怀疑
That through these difficulties that you will now doubt
这些难处正是神爱我们的那个心意
These difficulties is because it is the will of God who loves us
如果我们肯学十字架
If you are willing to learn the lesson of the
cross 如果我们愿意服在神
If you are willing to submit beneath the hand of God,
神就是借着这些的难处
then God through these difficulties,
让圣灵在我们身上来制作
will allow the Holy Spirit will begin to work,
来编织这件细麻衣
to weave this fine linen garment.
在工作当中也是一样
It is the same at work.
我就分享给我自己小小见证。
Let me give you a small testimony.
弟兄姊妹可能也听过。
Perhaps you've heard it before.
在我信主前面差不多七年的时间。
About 7 years before I believed in the Lord.
差不多七年。
About 7 years.
我平均每年换一个工作。
I would change roughly one job per year.
虽然为着每年换一个工作，我很感恩。
And for the ability to change a job every year, I'm thankful.
因为好像越换呢，那个工资越高。
Because every time I changed a job, the company seemed to be better.
直到后来我明白了。
Until the very end, I understood.
神在工作中兴起难处的那个目的是什么？
That the result of difficulties at work, what was the purpose?
虽然我可以逃避。
Yes, I can avoid it and run away.
然而我却耽误了神在我身上的制作。
Yet, I delayed the working of God in my life.
直到我愿意服下来的时候。
Until I was willing to submit.
感谢主又给我七年时间。
I thank the Lord, God gave me another 7 years.
能够在一家破产的公司。
In a company that was about to go bankrupt.
哪里也不去。
I couldn't go anywhere.
就能够认识到圣灵如何在我们生命里面一点一点的制作。
And now the Holy Spirit was working in all the small fine details of my life.
当我们愿意服在神大能的手下
When we're willing to submit beneath the mighty hand of God
到了时候他就叫我们升高
At the right time he will then lift us up
叫我们得以穿着这光明洁白的细麻衣作为参加婚宴的礼服
So that we can wear this bright and clean fine linen garment to attend the wedding feast of the Lamb
最后再提一点
At the very end let me bring up one more point
我们乃是蒙恩得穿这光明洁白的细麻衣。
It is also by grace that we wear this fine linen garment.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道我们是蒙恩才得穿上基督的义袍。
We know that it is by grace that we were able to wear that robe of righteousness of Christ.
同样的，我们也是蒙恩才得以穿上这光明洁白的细麻衣。
And in the same way, it is also by grace that we also wear this fine linen garment that is bright and clean.
就是说，我们所有的行为
，That is to say, all of our deeds.
我们所有的义行
，All of our righteous acts.
仍然是从神的恩典而来
，All come from His grace.
仍然是圣灵在我们里面的工作
，It is the work of the Holy Spirit within us.
不是我们凭着自己天然的力量能够做成
，It is not something that we can accomplish through our own natural strength.
这件细麻衣对我们而言
This fine linen garment to us
一方面的确是我们的义行
On one hand, yes, it is our righteous acts
姐妹今天我们乃是活在改教之后
Yes, we are now living after the Reformation
我们看见在马丁路德改教之后神的教会在地上产生一种的偏差的情形
We see that even after the Reformation of Martin Luther that the church has a condition of deviation
就是说我们就是说什么都是恩典
That we say that everything is grace
无论我怎么样都是恩典
That no matter what, all is grace
我什么都不做也是恩典
I don't do anything and yet that's also grace
所以神的儿女们当中就逐渐的忽略了我们在地上所当有的那个责任
And so the children of God, gradually we neglect our responsibilities
这里神的话提醒我们
God's word here reminds us
我们基督徒需要有义行
That as Christians we need to have righteous acts
有许多的义行
Many righteous acts
这是我们的见证
This is our testimony
主不是在登山宝训也说了吗
Didn't the Lord also say on the Mount of Transfiguration
他说叫人因着看见你们的好行为便归荣耀给天上的父
Or when he spoke of the Beatitudes that when people see your righteous acts that the people of this world will give glory to God
弟兄姐妹如果我们基督徒没有好行为
Brothers and sisters if as Christians we have no righteous deeds
更糟的如果我们基督徒是坏行为
Or even worse if you have evil deeds
人怎么归荣耀给天上的父呢
How can man give glory to God the Father
所以基督徒需要有好行为
So as Christians we need to have righteous acts
虽然我们不是靠好行为蒙恩得救的
Yet at the same time it is not by righteous deeds
我们乃是在蒙恩得救之后我们要有好行为
But after we are saved by grace we now have righteous acts
这是我们生活的见证
This is a testimony of our daily life
所以我们看见这件细麻衣是我们应当有的好行为
So this fine linen garment now we see we ought to have righteous acts that follow
然而主的话提醒我们乃是蒙恩才得穿这件细麻衣
And yet God's words also remind us that it is by grace we are able to wear this fine linen garment
因为这是恩典神在恩典里所赐
Because God in His grace has given it
就是早先弟兄提醒我们
So this morning our brother reminded us
今天我们若没有生命气息
Today if you have no breath in your body
我们也没有机会 来预备这件光明洁白的细麻。
Then you have no opportunity to prepare this white linen garment.
今天是神的恩典。
Today it is God's grace.
我们还能够有生命气息。
We still have breath in our bodies.
今天是神的恩典。
Today it is God's grace.
我们还能够活在神所量给我们各样的环境里。
That we can live in the various environments that God has given to us.
今天是神的恩典。
Today it is God's grace.
圣灵在我们里面不厌其烦地来制作我们。
That the Holy Spirit is constantly working in us.
是神极大的恩典，要把基督成形在我们的身上。
It is God's great grace that He is still working out Christ in us.
所以若不是神的恩典，
So if it were not for His grace,
我们是不可能能够穿上这件光明洁白的细麻衣来参加那将要来的羔羊的婚宴。
Then we would not be able to wear this white linen garment at the wedding feast of the Lamb.
因此，当我们在地上等候主回来的日子，
And so at the same time, while we wait for His return,
虽然我们不知道还有多少的时候，
Even though we don't know how much longer,
但是愿我们彼此共勉，
But may we mutually encourage each other,
我们珍惜每一天，
That we would grab a hold of every day,
我们抓住每一个机会，
Grab a hold of every opportunity,
就是在难处当中，
Even in difficulties,
我们不是向主祷告说，求主把难处挪去，
We do not pray, Lord, take away these problems.
我们乃是向主祷告说
But we pray to the Lord saying,
主求你加我恩典
Lord, add grace to me,
叫我能够承担得住
so that I may be able to withstand this,
叫我能够忍受这样的苦难
so that I may be able to endure such suffering.
我们能够向我们要向主祷告说
We pray to the Lord saying,
主啊求你使我洁白
Lord, purify me that I may be white and clean,
靠着你的宝血
according to your precious blood,
求你使我光明
So that I may be radiant.
借着圣灵十字架的工作
According to the work of the Holy Spirit through His cross.
好叫我们在地上能够活出主自己的见证
So that on earth I may live out the testimony of our Lord.
愿主回来的时候
So that when He does return.
早晨在我们当中的每一位
Every single one of us here this morning.
我们都能够靠着主的恩典得穿上这光明洁白的细麻衣
That all of us, according to His grace, we would all be wearing fine linen garments.
欢喜快乐地来迎接那位爱我们的主
And with great joy, welcome His return.
愿早晨我们能够听见圣灵对我们说的话
May this morning, may we hear the word that the Holy Spirit is speaking to us.
那我们一起再有一点祷告
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
主，你还没有回来，不是单言。
Lord, because you have not returned is due to your delaying.
主，实在是因为你宽容我们。
But it is because you still have so much grace for us.
你宽容我们这些悖逆的人。
You have such forbearance for us who are rebellious.
你宽容我们这些迟钝的人。
You forbear all of us who are so obstinate.
主啊，求你赦免我们。
Lord, forgive us.
主啊，你用你的爱再来清我们刚硬的景象。
May you kiss us, our stiff necks, with kiss us in our stiff necks.
主好叫我们能够服下来。
So that we may submit.
也叫我们能够警醒。
So that we may be watchful.
当圣灵感动我们的时候。
So that when the Holy Spirit moves us.
我们愿意来学习这十字架的功课。
We would be willing to learn the lesson of the cross.
愿意让你将基督的性情制作在我们身上。
And allow you to work the nature of Christ into us.
主感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你说我们得蒙恩，蒙恩得穿这光明洁白的细麻。
Because you have said it is by grace that we are able to wear this fine linen garment.
主，愿我们不耽延你的工作。
May we not delay your work.
愿我们不耽延你的回来。
May we not delay your return.
主，愿你的心腹能够早日装备好。
May your bride be prepared quickly.
能够预备那荣耀的婚宴。
And to be prepared for that glorious feast.
主，愿你快来。
Lord, come quickly.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus. We pray.
Amen. Amen.